This week on Midwest Week, Rock Island loses a round in its fight for a new development. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Steve Elliott, reporter for the Dispatch and Rock Island Argus. So remind us, first of all, Steve, what would Rock Island like to do on Big Island, and where exactly would this be?
What Rock Island would like to do eventually is they want to have a retail development, multi-million dollar retail development, and it what they would like to do is bring more revenue into the city, and along with that, they needed to get some things done, which is dealing with the land that they purchased near Interstate 280 and Illinois 92.
Okay, so the city wants to take, what is it, like 90 acres or something like that and have a big commercial retail type stuff?
Yes, back in 2013, the city purchased roughly 90 acres from Riverstone Group for $1 million. And with that, they wanted to create this retail and housing development. It would be near the Jumer's Casino and Hotel, which would be in that area also. And part of the reason was also due to Jumer's, they wanted to try to enhance that area and create more revenue for the city. It's connected indirectly with the casino because Jumer's brings in roughly $6 million a year to Rock Island through the number of people that go there. But there are concerns because there is a new casino going up in Davenport, and Bettendorf is also looking at building a new casino, so their revenue would probably go down in Rock Island. Mm-hmm. Therefore, this project would enhance the viability of Jumer's out there and also create additional revenue for the city.
So it'd be a good reason for the people to stop at Jumer's to go just across the interchange and shop and do things like that.
Yes.
Okay. Now, who's opposed to this project and why?
The opposition to the project, there are roughly 8 parties. I won't name them all, but basically it's the Village of Milan, the Big Island River Conservancy District, Blackhawk Township, also residents in that area that are opposed to it.
Okay. Now, are they opposed to it because of the levy or because of changing the rural character of Big Island or that and a whole lot more?
I think just everything you said, there's a number of reasons for it. The residents of Big Island have stated concerns of compromising the levy, and that in turn could impact the area there with regard to flooding potentially in the future. Milan has issues with it because of the FEMA rules and regs. They claim that flood insurance may go up because of that, because of the oversight would be compromised. Milan and the Big Island River Conservancy District, they're the ones that oversee the levee and the maintenance of it. It was built by the federal government in the early 80s. It's roughly 10.5 miles. But what they say is if it's compromised, if Rock Island wants to build a road into the levee, then what happens with the federal rules and regs that say that Milan and the Conservancy District have to oversee it?
Okay. So maybe I'm thick-headed, Steve, but it seems to me that in this day and age, people know how to build roads over the top of things like levees without destroying them. Am I being naive here, or would somehow a road over the levee compromise it?
That's a good question. That's what the city of Rock Island has been arguing in this case. Mm-hmm. They say that they have vast experience in maintaining levees in the city of Rock Island along the Mississippi River. Mm-hmm. And they say that there wouldn't be any different here, that they would maintain it, and it would be to their benefit to maintain it properly because they want their proposed retail development and establishment there to prosper.
Okay. So all of this went to court recently. Were those the basic arguments, or was there more to it than that?
Those were the basic arguments. What Rock Island was doing is they wanted to have a special assessment fee for this road to be built, and in doing so, they would charge residents roughly, I believe it's like $50 or $100 to have them pay that for the road, and that was considered somewhat of a loophole by Milan and the Conservancy District to get this project forward. The parties that were opposed to this levy, I guess, intervention or compromise, they filed asking to dismiss Rock Island's proposal to build this road.
Now, are the people that are the Milan and the Conservancy District, are they saying that the only thing we can have next to that levee is grassland or rural land or whatever you want to call it, and that anything there would compromise the levee?
That's a good question, because this issue came up in 2005 when Riverstone, who was the prior owner of that land, they wanted to run like a pipe through there, I believe a slurry pipe, and the federal court ruled against them in favor of Milan and Big Island. And what Milan has said is their concerns are with the compromise and levee will create problems with their flood protection insurance. They say that they may have federal requirements that they have to build houses or businesses up in that flood protection area as a result of someone else going into that levee.
Okay.
Whether that's true or not, I don't know.
Well, I was just going to ask you, Steve, we've got some may and some mites and perhapses in there. who might have the final word on these questions?
It may be a judge. Judge Lori Lestine ruled in favor of the Conservancy District in Milan and the other parties involved. And what Rock Island is doing is they want to appeal this to the 3rd District Appellate Court in Ottawa.
Okay. So what does the Army Corps of Engineers say? I mean, that's the group that's supposed to look out for levees and things like that around the area. What has the Army Corps said about this?
That's a good question. But what happened is that the City of Rock Island, they wanted Milan in the River Conservancy District to submit those plans to the Corps of Engineers for their review. What Milan and the Conservancy District said is no, we don't have enough information from you to submit that. So when the city, when Milan declined to do that in the Conservancy District, the city just asked the sponsors to move it forward, and nothing came of it. Therefore, the city filed a special assessment to get the road built.
Okay, another dumb question, I guess, Steve, is why didn't Rock Island send in more information?
What Rock Island was saying is somewhat of a catch-22, that they couldn't send in more information on the development until they would get approval for the road, and it was a fluid situation. The more the development can be revealed once they get started on it, and that was basically their argument. They just couldn't submit more information, plus it would cost the city more to submit that and develop more plans on that.
Okay, so what happens next, Steve, maybe or for sure?
Well, what I understand now is that the defendants and the city, they're going to be filing petitions likely for attorney fees, and that will likely come next week, perhaps. And then the City of Rock Island is also planning on appealing this decision.